Well, Alton, it's good to talk to you and welcome along to the airwaves of Highland. I suppose, first of all, how focused are you guys as a group now in Ulster?
Yeah, definitely. I think just after the county final, we went back to training on Thursday and we really knuckled down, you know. The county final, that's over now. Our full focus now is on Sunday and going and hoping to get a good result.
Yeah, I suppose in reflection, just for a few moments on that county final, I think the way that you guys played in the first half was probably the best passage of football throughout the entire championship that Niamh Conlon showed this season. Would that be fair enough to say, Alton?
It definitely was. You know, I think in other championship games were very slow starting. We were going down a couple of points in nearly every game and we just put it to ourselves to go out and try to build up a lead, and that's what we did in the first 20-25 minutes. As you said, was probably the best football we played all year, so hoping to continue that now on Sunday.
Yeah, was that win, the seventh title for the club, was it still as sweet for people involved in the club, the players, the management, and obviously the supporters and people that have been around the club a long time? These ones are so important to everybody involved in Niamh Conlon.
It definitely is. Like, football's just our life, and for the people, the supporters all year, they give great support, and that's just what we live on. And every championship you win, it's a different feeling. You know, you enjoy everyone like it's your first, and that's just the way we go about it.
Yeah, you have to celebrate them when you have them, so you do. But you were very quick to get back down to training again. I'm sure Martin Regan was on these very quickly after it.
I think we went down Thursday for just a run, really, just to get the legs going and moving again, and then back at it then properly then at the week that Sunday. So full focus then was just went to Gowna, and you know, just looking forward to it now.
Yeah, before we mention Gowna, last year of course Ulster didn't work out the way that you wanted, losing to Carrigan on penalties, and a game in which you led going into the closing stages and normal time, extra time, and then losing in penalties. Is that defeat was always still playing in the back of your head throughout the season, was it, Alton?
I suppose it kind of was, just due to the fact the way we lost it in penalties. Like, we that game won two or three times, we're 4 or 5 points up, but Carrigan, it's a good team they are, they just kept coming back, and once they went to penalties, then, you know, it's a lottery, really, and just to lose it that way was a tough pill to swallow, and just left a bad taste in the mouth, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, you should be looking to make up for that now this weekend. You have to go to Breffni Park in Cavan. I'm sure you boys don't mind where the game's going to be played, but what's the opposition going to be like? What do you know about Gowna?
I don't know too much about them. Just I've seen clips of the finals where they beat a good Kingscourt side. You know, they've good couple of players, the Maddens, the Bradys. They're all good footballers, like, and they carry the ball well, and they seem to go for goals a lot too, you know, and they know where the net is. So we're fully aware of the danger they bring to the game.
Yeah, will you have to remain at that level of where you were in the county final if you're going to get something out of Sunday's game?
Definitely. I think we nearly need to rise above it too, because, you know, there up in Cavan, it's going to be a difficult place to play. They're well used to playing up there, so it has to go up another 10-15% maybe, just if we want to get over the line, I think.
In relation to the squad, obviously Owen McGettigan hasn't been available this year. He's very, very unlucky with injuries. But if you are going to have a good crack at Ulster this year, you need a clean bill of health. What's it like at the minute, Alton?
That's it. I think Owen's the only one who's been ruled out for the year. I think everyone else, it's the 1 year we've been lucky enough. We have the full squad. There's no injuries even after the final. I think everyone came out of it fresh. So that's massive. As you say, you need the panel of players going into this Ulster game now, because you don't know when you might pick up an injury and you need someone to come in. So a full panel is crucial to us.
Yeah. Niamh Conlon lost an Ulster final to Cross McGlenn some 13 years ago, 2010, and that was in Breffni Park in Cavan. And your manager, Martin Regan, played on that occasion. What age were you back at that stage, Alton?
I would say 12, 13 maybe. I remember watching that game yet.
Yeah, but when you look at the team sheet, there's still quite a few boys from that day that are still running around with you as boys now.
Aye, you've the likes of Marty Boyle, Owen Wade, Andy Thompson, Leo, Brendy, the Brick, all them. Like, they're just absolute warriors, and they have the experience of playing in Ulster, and to have them still hanging around, it's a good lift for any younger player in the squad, and they can tell you about the experiences too. So it's good to have them on board. And of course, Regan himself having played in that final, and experience in Ulster is good for him too as a manager.
Yeah, so what then? What's then? Is it going to take then to progress in Ulster? Because if you can progress in Ulster, the big games are just going to keep coming. So they are. It's a different level of football when you get to provincial stage. There's a lot of other factors. It can be a lot more physical. As you guys know, having played Kilcoo in recent seasons as well, and then you have to factor in the officiating, and there's all these other factors maybe that we don't see that often in Donegal football.
Yeah, that's it. You don't know what you're going to come up against, you know, a referee decision or just, you don't know how physical going are. Like, I suppose we just have to really focus on ourselves, take one game at a time, and just, if we can just focus on ourselves, play a good game of football, we shouldn't be far away on Sunday and progress, hopefully.